actually seen that. That's pretty good. Very lucky to peak for a man of my size.
Commissioner Hausman.
It is budgeted. It does fall within general county revenues, and it does fall in the 130 account as expenditures. It would be nice if there was a way, although statutorily I don't know if we can, to isolate, because in reality, these are not revenues to the county, and it's not real expenditures. It's just a return of a cash bond. But that's how we have it set up. And if we're going to anticipate the expenditure of paying this revenue back that's coming in, although it's not really revenue, we need to budget. Is that what you're saying, sir?
So I'm saying if he's projecting a $243,000 cash bond, we need to put that in the revenue line, not $50,000. And
what if it doesn't come in? We're just overshowing expenditures then?
Yes.
Or we're overshowing revenues, rather.
Overshowing revenues. I mean, ideally, we create a new tab. It's a separate item. The revenues are in its own fund. The expenses are in its fund. It doesn't fluctuate operationally what P&Z is doing. That's the ideal situation. I almost think that...
I wonder if Missouri law would allow a separate account to be set up that handles...
And let me throw out something else. We've got some money in general county revenue that technically is not our money since 2006 for bonds, and we're still carrying it over, and it's not ours. And it shows in GCR as a available revenue. It really needs to be in a separate fund. Then are we going to move that all into a separate fund, take the revenues out and take the expenses out?
And then have the revenues and expenses in the new fund, the bond?
The bond fund, and we create a new number. And I mean, it's real simple. We have a revenue, a fund balance, a revenue and expense.
Well, if we have multiple offices to do that, would we put each of them in that same, and then track them individually, or just this?
We could.
The only thing that Helen was aware of was this, and we do that in R&B.
Yes, we do. R&B would be, and it's the same deal.
Separate,
but it's still not those departments' money. It's not usable revenue.
How do we not show it in the budget as you pull it out? Subtotal bonds, total.
We do that in such small other tabs and balances. I don't know why we wouldn't just do this somewhere separately.
Well, let's go back to, do you anticipate paying, you don't know, do you, $200,000 a share?
That's what he's projecting.
Well,
let's leave it in if that's the case.
I'll be honest, but I based that on what was budgeted last year. Part of that's going to depend on...
you brought in, if I'm not mistaken, $72,000 this year.
Correct. We budgeted 50. We brought in 72 on the revenue side. The expense side, we budgeted 200 and only expended, I think, 70?
The biggest reason you're not seeing, I feel like that number's okay, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that figure is going to end up. From our understanding, most of these entities are
Well, what happens when that happens?
We've never.
If we're holding a cash bond, we're holding that because somebody was supposed to complete something. Is that right? They don't complete it.
We're supposed to use that cash bond to complete it. That's what the cash bond's for.
Well, if the project is kaput, what do you do with the money that's sitting in the account?
That's a legal question. I know the cash bond is to complete the project. That's what it's supposed to. So we should have completed the project.
I think that's a great question for
council.
Council.
The more I'm hearing this conversation, I really think we should take these two expense and revenues completely off of GCR. Because how do you budget an expense that we don't know when it'll ever hit, if it'll ever hit, but we do know it's allocated and set aside for that purpose? I mean, for him to say, okay, he could just assume budget $0 as he budgets $300,000. He has no idea.
And it it really is a guess.
I know what was done years ago there, and I know what was done in the sewer district. They used to hold those things.
Mm-hmm.
Checks.
Yeah, well,
certified.
We don't really want to do that. We don't do that so much anymore.
No, hopefully we don't do it at all, but I'm telling you, that was about to sit
out. So I would rather see a tab created, so.
Hey. My attorney spoke to make a big announcement this morning.
At 9 o'clock, don't know where.
Tate County Courthouse.
I saw the email. I don't know where.
Who?
Mike Moon.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You've got appointments in here all morning.
We do, sir. Mike Moon is going to be announcing he's running for the 7th District Congressional seat.
Again?
Yes.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock this morning, I saw an email here. Here at the courthouse, somewhere here. The email was very vague. What about moving this way? Budgeting would make it easier.
I think that we need to put that on our list of special things, make a decision before this process is over, and either leave it in his budget or take it out. How positive is that?
Well, very, very vague. If we took it out, he's a hero. He cut his budget by 40%.
Gosh, Bob. With his salary, we could just about do away with this.
We're almost nothing. He's almost skin and bones. I really think we send it over and put it in a separate tab. All right, I'm creating a tab.
What's that tab going to be called?
I think we call it, hey, Mike. We call it bonds. We've got numbers in here. I mean,
do we want to specifically call it P&Z bonds?
Probably so.
If that's the case, we take $200,000. Is that a...
I'm going to take it $200,000 out.
Expenses out, but we'll also take out
$50,000 in revenues that we've put in there. Let me create the bond, the tab real fast and create a tab here.
How are you, sir?
Pretty well, Ron. How about you?
Good. Thanks. Could you give us just a moment?
That's fine.
We got the sheriff at 9.
We have the sheriff at 9. Okay. I'm trying to create the worksheet real fast here. One moment.
There was a gentleman who just stuck his head in the door a moment ago that was looking for you. Yes, what's...
Go to the assessor's office. Yeah, I think he's hanging out by the assessor's office. Okay. Thanks. Okay, I've got that much now. I'm going to call it just P&Z bond, and we can name it somewhere else. He can create it. I put it over in the 580 range.
Where is he going to?
I have no idea.
Do you know where he's going to make his announcement?
All right, I'm making the moves right now. We're going to put $200,000 expenses. My question is, what's the fund? How much money do you show in the fund balance?
Let's see.
It looks like $191,782 plus $98,725.
Say again, $191,782.
Yes.
And?
$98,725.
Okay, that's the fund balance going into the 2012.
That's his record of the fund balance.
Okay. And then I'm going to put $200,000 in anticipated bond repayments. And then additional 243 revenue projections of 243.
Yes.
And that changed. 243, what was the number?
That?
What?
I don't have it right here.
Who is it?
When do what's the BOA mean?
It's Wednesday.
No.
I don't want to miss that. Okay, Bob, what else do we want to talk about on this particular budget?
Nothing.
I think that's it.
I think we're good. I mean, we'll look at it one more time, but we'll give you a copy. We're not going to vote on anything in the near future, but we are going to have a solid rough draft done for everyone next week.
We did have two salaries totally in this budget.
Correct,
right?
And I did tell him that.
All right. We'll give you something cleaned up and we'll chat again, Bob. Is that all right?
That'll be great.
Or you can review it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You bet, see ya.
Do we have anybody following the sheriff?
Yes, the circuit clerk.
At what time?
Right, an hour afterwards.
Oh, an hour? We might get Jim to wait 10 minutes and hear this announcement, do you think?
We could. I don't know where the announcement's being made.
I don't either, but we might be the only ones. Can we stand in recess for 3 minutes or so?